The communications industry took a giant step into the future this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just been informed that this baseball game is being seen in Europe right now over the Telstar satellite.
Telstar, the television relay satellite, last Monday made it possible for British housewives, Spanish cafe patrons, German industrial workers, Finnish shopkeepers, Italian clerks, and French taxi drivers to be one audience at one time to watch a baseball game being played in Chicago's Wrigley Field. More importantly, with Telstar, a single multinational audience could observe the give and take between our president and one of the institutions we cherish, the country's press and broadcasting agencies, during a presidential news conference.
Wait, I'm sorry the Soviet Union is testing. They broke the agreement, tested in last fall. We tested in response. Now they carry out another series of tests, and the world plunges deeper into uncertainty.
Telstar means communication, honed down to a simplicity which bridges international gaps, yet refined to sophistication so profound it leaves most men gasping in awe. Some persons would tell you Telstar's history began in 1844 with Samuel F.B. Morse sending this telegraphic message between Washington and Baltimore. What hath God wrought? Another beginning was the laying of the transatlantic cable in 1866. But it really began in 1925. President Calvin Coolidge's inaugural ceremony had been broadcast by 21 stations in the country, and radio listeners, getting used to miracles by now, crouched expectantly in front of their sets to hear the first simultaneous live broadcast of a European program by an American station. This broadcast originated from the Hotel Savoy in London, went by land wire to Daventry, England, where station 2LO transmitted it to Belfast, Maine. From there, it was shortwave to Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx, then sent by landline to Midtown Manhattan to NBC station WJZ. Incidentally, President and Mrs. Coolidge were unable to hear that program. The radio set in the White House, it seems, was on the blink. Continuing through the years, scientists have been perfecting the technique of throwing our voices across oceans. In 1937, a revolutionary experiment was conducted on the RCA Magic Key program, which girdled the globe by contacting planes in flight over chief cities around the world.
The broad Atlantic is less than a lake in our first stop in a roll call of radio in aviation. Come in, England.
This is Croydon calling a plane.
On to our next point of call. Come in, France. Come in, Switzerland. Come in, Germany, Italy, California, South America. Down to the nation's capital. Come in, District of Columbia.
At the end of the experiment, listeners heard John B. Kennedy's pride in the result.
This round-the-world demonstration of radio as guide and guardian to man has been one of the most complicated engineering achievements in the history of the radio art. You may be interested to know that about 750 radio men worked in this event during the past 25 minutes.
In 1946, John DeWitt Jr., a Signal Corps colonel, successfully bounced microwave signals off the moon, and the concept of space relay communications was born. Soon, men actually heard the music poets had long praised. The music of the stars. But these stars were manufactured right here on Earth. Listen to the song of Explorer 7. And here now is Pioneer 5 broadcasting its music from space. And in December of 1958, a man-made star broadcast the sound of man reaching out to his fellow man. President Eisenhower's taped Christmas message from an orbiting satellite.
My voice is coming to you from a satellite circling in our space. Through this unique means, I convey to you and to all mankind America's wish for peace on Earth and goodwill toward men everywhere.
These have been some of the sounds of space communications. They climaxed this week in Telstar, man's latest refinement in intercontinental broadcasting. Telstar is what some experts call a tower in the sky. When enough of them are in orbit, they will make possible continuous relay of television signals between America and Europe. They will inject a new breadth and versatility to broadcasting, giving the coverage of news and special events on the other side of the world a dramatic immediacy. It's not too presumptuous, perhaps, to say Telstar promises a fuller, wiser, more significant life for everyone in the world.